spy pilot. We got their spy. We want you to negotiate the swap.
I'm an insurance lawyer.
Are you good at what you do?
This will be a first for the both of us.
You should be careful.
Do you know how people will look at us? The family of a man trying to free a traitor?
Every person matters.
Why aren't we hanging him? He's a spy!
We need to know what the Russian is telling you.
We're not having this conversation.
Don't go Boy Scout on me. We don't have a rule book here.
We call it the Constitution, and that's what makes us American.
First, we had Ridley Scott with The Martian. And now we got Steven Spielberg with Bridge of Spies. We got two films out. These two films. And two directors. Two classic directors who haven't seen... let's just get to the point. They haven't seen a good fucking movie in almost a damn near decade. And we got Ridley Scott knocking it out the park with The Martian in so many levels. Now we're here to talk about has Steven Spielberg came back to what he's good at. A lot of people say his dramas are more classic than his blockbusters. I think that's bullshit because I think Steven Spielberg's dramas are boring-ass courtroom dramas. And my God, do people cry their asses off when they see him. Let me rephrase that. White people cry their asses off when they see him. And here, like I said, we're here to talk about Bridge of Spies. So let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. Tom Hanks is in this playing James B. Donovan, playing an insurance claim lawyer. As soon as he establishes that, the very next scene, he's pulled into an office and saying, this guy's a Soviet spy, and you're going to defend him in court. And he just threw a paper down and said, you ain't got much of a choice. Here you go. And that's in the trailer where you see Tom Hanks like, I don't know if I want to touch that. And I was like, damn, they didn't really give you a fucking choice, did they? So pretty much a civil lawyer here, or not a civil lawyer, an insurance lawyer here. He's recruited by the CIA to, during the Cold War time, to make an exchange for the Soviet spy they have for the American spy they sent over in the Soviet Union. And that's basically the plot synopsis. Now, of course, it starts off with Tom Hanks, and, you know, it goes over pretty quick. They find this guy guilty. Who was the guy that played Rudolph Abel was Mark Rylance. Or Rylance, however you pronounce that. And he has no emotion whatsoever. He plays the Soviet Union pretty... after watching Peggy Carter and all that, whatever, these Soviet Union sons of bitches, these Russians or whatever, man, they are some cold-hearted motherfuckers, or at least that's how we portray them when we see them in movies and stuff like that. But damn, man. Not to say this guy is cold-hearted or anything, but like the reactions on his face is just straightforward and straight to the point and stuff. And I thought he did a great job at that as well. Now we're talking about whether I like the movie or not, but so basically the movie starts off with, you know, Tom Hanks getting stuck on this job and being told a bunch of BS. Really, it's just like, oh, they'll shun him, and it's just like, oh, and Tom Hanks like, yeah, they'll shun me too for it. And he's like, but it's a great civic duty. How the fuck is this a great civic duty, America? His family gets shot at, and kids get picked on and stuff like that, and he gets shunned as a man and stuff like that throughout the American society. And somehow it's still great for the country? Shit, whatever. You need to take that job and shove it up your ass or pass it somewhere else. But Tom Hanks being the Captain America he is, we're actually, now that you think about it, Tom Hanks probably should have been Captain America because he is a national treasure. And Tom Hanks, let me go ahead and finish this swear. But, you know, they find him guilty, and thus Tom Hanks is trying to, they found him to be sent to death. Tom Hanks finally got a way to manage to keep him alive just in case they would happen to capture an American soldier so they can exchange a trade for him. And little behold, the truth that actually did happen. That's where the story came. Now, I'm thinking that most of the movie, since it ended with him being so guilty so quickly, most of the movie is going to be Tom Hanks trying to get out facts or stuff like that. I thought it was going to be another courtroom drama. But it later turns into a movie about Tom Hanks having to go to Berlin to pretty much go back and forth and get on his knees and ass to save the American soldier they had over here, who was played... what the hell was his name in the movie? I'm blanking on him. Okay, well, you know, it's not important then. No, it wasn't that guy. Alright, well, fuck it, it wasn't American. His name was Powers in the movie, his last name. I don't know the actor that played him, but... we later see on a side story here that a student was also kidnapped during the when Berlin was putting the wall up, and Berlin was the student was taken in, and economics student. And they took him in. So Tom Hanks finds this out. And his main mission is to get powers out before he gives up secrets to the Soviet Union. And Soviet Union, they didn't give a fuck about these soldiers. They assigned, I think it was about 5 military soldiers to this assignment of sneaking into the Soviet Union. And they pretty much said, hey, your plane goes down. You see this coin right here? And there's a needle in here. You scratch yourself and the rest does itself too. I'm pretty sure it's a poison needle at that. And so pretty much they didn't give a shit if they lived or died in this movie. So the fact that they found out he was alive still, and, you know, they probably pissed off some Americans here. I'm surprised he actually still lived throughout the whole, or at least didn't get beaten or shunned upon. You know, Tom Hanks going on the mission is like, I'm not just going to save Powers. I'm going to save this student as well. And he's going back and forth, redoing the reach around, trying to get both of these guys. And he's pretty much being one of the greatest debaters of all time by stating that, how do you know your Soviet spy hasn't spoken up already? And if he so happens to see that his country betrayed him, what makes you think he won't speak to us now? And, you know, Tom Hanks, he started to build a relationship with this guy, at least in the beginning of the film, who plays Rudolph Abel, builds a relationship with this guy. So, you know, he knows that he's a Soviet spy. I mean, it's pretty clear in the movie that he's a Soviet spy. You know, there was no reach around about it that it was saying that you could think otherwise, that he's not. He really is a spy. But he's very loyal and he's very to his country, and he's not being kind of a dick about it. He's very cooperative and everything about it. And like Tom Hanks said, it's not my job to know if you're a spy or not. My job is to make sure you have a decent court trial for it. And, you know, we find out that the guy's an artist and everything like that. And Tom Hanks, almost a little bit of admiration there for him. And I thought they had some great chemistry together. And the later the movie got, it kind of was just going back and forth. There was one brutal scene, and you see in the trailers when, I believe it was kids. I don't mean kids like in little kids. I mean like probably like teenagers or whatever. Could be as some adults. You can't really see their face. But they try to hop the fence. And they get shot down. And you see the look on Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is brilliant in the movie, actually. He's really good. Steven Spielberg. I can't even give credit to that. Because Tom Hanks, 2013. And that was that guy's year. Captain Phillips and Saving Mr. Brown. I'm fucking up all my words today. I swear, whenever we don't drink on these damn shows or something like that, man, dude, words just be all fucked up. I think I need to pour me a glass right now. But either way, Tom Hanks was fucking brilliant in 2013. I mean, he killed it with Saving Mr. Banks and Mr. Phillips. Captain Phillips as well. Fucking up still. And, you know, 2014, I thought was really missing some Tom Hanks films. I was like, this guy literally is a national treasure. I would not have been mad had Captain Phillips won Best Picture that year, because it really was that great of a film. Or at least if Tom Hanks would have won Best Actor. This time around, teaming up with Steven Spielberg, this is a guaranteed Oscar nod for him and Spielberg, and the movie itself, probably. Now, a lot of people are saying this is one of the best movies of the year. I still got to stick with my man Michael Fassbender and Steve Jobs on this. I thought this movie was good, just like The Martian, but I don't think it was as amazing and as incredible as everyone else is saying. They're really good, don't get me wrong. This film was definitely good. But the problem with this movie, at least for me, is I think that this, and this goes with a lot of Spielberg films too, especially his dramas and his courtroom pieces, whatever. I feel like his movies try to please more than they try to probe. And by that I mean, Spielberg tends to keep it damn near a little bit too safe, if you ask me. You got a movie about the Cold War. Tom Hanks is damn near looked upon between his country, at least for the citizens of it, as someone who's defending a Soviet spy. Now, they did show one scene of someone shooting up his house, but it felt like whatever danger there was in the film, as far as what could happen to Tom Hanks or whatever, they were just in little pieces here and there. And I thought that was what was keeping it from at least being somewhat as intense as something like, because I was thinking in my head, this could be this year's Argo. And I think Argo just had a little bit more intensity in it, just because you felt the threat there. That's not to say you don't feel a threat here, but the threat feels so tame in a way just like all Spielberg films, you know, Lincoln and War Horse and all that, whatever, they feel so lighthearted that is, well, not even, I can't say that word, no, that's not a good example, but they feel so, I guess, weak in a way where, you know, I never once felt danger for anyone in this movie. So I think what Spielberg does best, though, in this film, obviously, is he brings out some great dialogue. There's some great performances in here from everyone across the board. The dialogue in here is incredible. And whenever Tom Hanks is speaking, your ears are just like open. You're just like, what else this guy got to say next? Because everything he says is so fucking great. And his performance in here and his expressions, he delivers as a tremendous actor. He's definitely one of the best actors that's working today. He's one of those actors you can say no matter what movie he's in, he always gives a great performance. And here he does the same thing as well. Spielberg, I gotta say, he directed this pretty damn well. You know, I can't remember the last Spielberg movie where I was entertained or thought that scenes wasn't pointless, but I thought every scene in here actually added something to the film. Every one of them were very important, and it never once felt like this is dragging or this one a little. And this movie is about 2 hours and I want to say 20 minutes or something like that. But I never once felt like it overstayed its welcome. I thought every scene was important. This is actually, you know, that's funny because I thought this was, it felt shorter than The Martian. They're about the same time frame as well. And I guess for some reason, maybe I just like this one a little bit more. I wish Spielberg would kick it up a notch, though, and show those gruesome. I mean, he has the tidbits here and there of showing something, but maybe, you know, I understand that he probably, that's not the movie he's trying to show. And obviously this is based on true events and stuff like that. But I feel like he just needs to crank his storytelling up just a little bit more. And that's not to say that this is bad neither or anything like that. Because my rating is, I don't think it does change my rating from like half a point. But nothing full glance. I mean, because I do see where people say this is probably one of the best films of the year. I just don't think it's enough to compete with some of the other films that are pushing that margin that I've seen so far, or necessarily bring out a different performance of someone. You know, like I said, Tom Hanks is always going to be a national treasure, but he's a national treasure in every damn film he's in. It's not like Spielberg brought this out of him, you know. So the ending too. Oh, I want to talk about the music as well. I love the score in here. I thought the score in here was incredible. There's a scene where Tom Hanks is just sitting in a room talking to one of the CIA agents, and the score that they played in the background, I thought it was just perfect, man. Oh, the music was here, beautiful. Cinematography looks excellent. There were just shots of just like, you know, the wall, and according to people, like one guy was riding his bicycle, and it was a student too riding his bicycle through the Berlin Wall. I thought the shots of that just looked beautiful. It was just little tidbits there and here and there. You know, the technical guys deserve just as much credit as Spielberg does. But, you know, that's Spielberg. His movies are always going to look beautiful and look amazing into him. But it even brings me back more, though, to how Spielberg just makes such tame films these days. There's a CIA agent here. And he's telling Tom Hanks when he goes out there what to do and stuff like that. And he's just like, you could run into this and that. And there's gangs out there and stuff like that. And they probably won't let you live. Tom Hanks' first day out or whatever in Berlin, he runs into this punk-ass pop British boy band or whatever the fuck they wanted to be, so-called gang. And the most these motherfuckers could do is before circling around, looking like they're going to do something to him violently or whatever. And you thinking like, you know, you expecting like some intense moments for Tom Hanks. You don't want to see nothing bad happen to him. And the most they say is just give me your coat. The biggest threat in this whole goddamn movie, people, really is a fucking cold that Tom Hanks get because they take his coat. That's it. That is fucking it. I mean, God, see, Spielberg, you might, I mean, well, first of all, let me check. Is this movie, yeah, it's PG-13, I guess, but, you know, Tom Hanks does call somebody a son of a bitch. There was a CIA agent, too. Tom Hanks has great dialogue with the film. I mean, I guess that, like I said, Spielberg isn't trying to make those kind of films, and I understand, but, you know, it would be nice if he added that little extra, because this is some great storytelling here, but you need that extra push to make me heavily invested wanting to own this. I think it's one of Spielberg's best films in quite some time. Like I said, once again, the dialogue in here is just perfect. I mean, we're in the season right now where the dialogue between characters are just getting incredible, and Tom Hanks the best scene in here easily is with that CIA agent at the bar where he just tells him, you look at me, you son of a bitch. That shit had me laughing. I've never heard Tom Hanks cuss so damn fast before. I actually do like the ending a lot. No, I wouldn't say love. I actually do love the ending. Especially when they're doing the exchange and him and the Rudolph Abel have that conversation, a little short dialogue, whatever. You can tell the mutual respect is there. I thought those two were great together, Tom Hanks and Mark Rylance. And I thought the ending with how they handled that was pretty damn well, if you ask me. Even when Tom Hanks getting home and just passing out in the bed, you know, because that's what he's been saying throughout the whole film. Because he's got that charm, you know, where just as serious as things are, he can just say a little joke like, I just want my bed and this or whatever, and, you know, bada bing, bada boom. So overall, though, I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was definitely a good movie. Steven Spielberg, if you're a fan of his, this will probably be a treat for you, because you'd be like saying the same thing I have, is when the fuck is you gonna make a good movie again? Tom Hanks always knocks it out the park. Mark Rylance knocks it out the park as well. Alan Alda's in it as well, playing Thomas Waters Jr. here. I thought he was good in it as well for the little part he had. It was kind of almost damn near like three scenes, but I thought he was really good in those scenes though. So yeah, this is definitely getting to see it from me. Another problem I have with the movie is I wish that they would have just opened up that briefcase Tom Hanks had, and it would have been like just in Captain America and had a goddamn red, white, and blue suit in that motherfucker, because Tom Hanks, in my heart and in every American's heart, he truly is Captain America.
Where do they want this negotiation?
East Berlin. People in my country consider this an act of war.
The next mistake our governments make could be the last one.
Standing there like that, you remind me of a man when I was young. Our house was overrun by border guards. This man, my father's friend, he was beaten. Every time they hit him, he stood back up again. They hit him harder. Still, he got back to his feet. I think because of this, they let him live.
And I remind you of him?
Standing man. Standing man.